The Eastern Kentucky University Board of Regents adopted a new budget, set zero increased tuition, dining, and housing rates, and extended the interim presidency of David McFadden Tuesday. The board also got a report on restarting classes later this summer. EKU Public Safety and Risk Management Director Brian Mackinnon said a team comprised of conferencing and events, facilities management, and environmental health and safety evaluated class space.
Gone around and assessed 100% of our classrooms on campus, as well as other spaces that are unconventional that may traditionally be used for the classroom environment, and they've developed safe maximum capacities and layouts for these classroom environments to keep in mind social distancing.
Mackinnon said there will be instant on-site COVID-19 testing for students. He noted signage with health messaging is going up right now around campus. The public safety director added there will be a smaller number of students in larger spaces for instruction. Mackinnon said it could be a mixture of traditional lecturing and online coursework in a staggered delivery format.
This is where students may attend alternate days. So, for instance, if they have a Tuesday-Thursday schedule, half the class may come on Tuesday, the other half learns in a non-traditional methodology, and then flip that on Thursday.
EKU Interim President David McFadden told board members Eastern appears to be the only public university in Kentucky not increasing tuition, housing, and dining costs for students. The Regents also approved extending McFadden's interim president status 1 year at a base salary of $300,000. The board also adopted a new budget, which Interim President McFadden said was $17 million smaller than the current budget. I'm Stu Johnson in Lexington.